So here we go. This is London on 9th of January, and Sir Dick Khan is saying that we're all under pressure. I need to go to A&E because I've got a serious case of cognitive dissonance. So let's have a look. Oh, that goes. Yeah, I need to stick to
You need to sanitize your hand and put a mask on.
I'm medically exempt from
you. You're mask. Medically exempt, okay, carry on with you. And put it on.
Thanks, darling. And take care. Hello. I'm suffering really badly with psychological distress. Yeah, I think it's cognitive dissonance. Basically, the headlines are telling us that London is fully impacted by this coronavirus, so I'm really scared to come into the hospital because they said they're jam-packed. And my cognitive dissonance has just got worse. I'm feeling a bit dizzy because I can see there's no one in here. Well, I just want to get some advice how I should deal with this. Can I just ask whether I'm going through the right protocol here? Because Sir Dick Khan has told us that the hospitals are packed and there's bodies everywhere. Well, I don't know if he said that, but it gives the impression. But I don't know, there's no one in here. There's only one person there. I've never seen A&E empty. There's only one person. How long will it take to get served? Wouldn't be long, because I've only ever found it's a two-hour wait usually. So my cognitive dissonance is getting even worse now, because no, I'm getting shaky because what I'm hearing on the news isn't actually what's happening in real life, and it's called cognitive dissonance. My psychological is putting me under real psychological strain. I'm on antidepressants already, and I don't think that's enough. So what's happening? And the thing is, I've got another issue. 2020, they said so many people were dying, and I've just looked at the data. And no, you just listen, hear me out for a minute. But this is major cognitive dissonance. And I've looked at the data, and it says that there's no worse than a bad flu year for 2020. Have I looked at the wrong thing? Because I've just looked at the data, not the headlines. And it's told me that. What's going on? Am I going mad? Please tell me, is that true or not? Or have I gone into psychosis? Am I psychologically unhinged? Because I live in London and I keep hearing headlines about it being completely, everyone having coronavirus, which actually coronavirus is just a cold and flu. They're not actually saying COVID-19, they are using the phrase coronavirus. So do they mean COVID-19 or do they just mean everyone's got colds over winter? I'm really confused. No, but they're not using the word COVID-19 in the headlines, they're using the word coronavirus. Now, coronavirus is just a common cold. No, I just need reassurance. If you can reassure me that the headlines are just telling us everyone's got colds over winter. That's a good idea. Well, I'm too scared to come in. But the thing is, it's not quite so scary because there doesn't seem to be anyone in here apart from one person. So it's making my cognitive dissonance worse. Well, can you reassure me? Is it actually true that there was only the amount of deaths in 2020 as a bad flu year? You haven't looked at any of the data. So what the headlines are saying is just making me feel that I'm going into psychosis. And I'm wondering whether I'm having a psychological breakdown. Well, do the nurses know anything?
You can ask the nurse if they know anything.
Because they're not going to help me if they don't know anything.
Do you want to ask the nurse?
She's
right there. You can ask
her
if you want.
Yeah, okay, okay. Excuse me. Can I ask you? I'm just wondering whether I'm...
You need to put the mask on.
No, I'm medically exempt. And,
yeah. Okay.
I'm wondering whether I'm going into a psychosis or I'm having major cognitive dissonance. and it's making me very anxious. I keep hearing headlines about London being fully...
Do you hear that in your head?
No, I'm hearing it from the newspapers. I'm not hearing it in my head. This is the problem. Because what I'm hearing from the newspapers and what I'm seeing with my eyes, with my own eyes, like this empty place, for example.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay attention of this because all the people is inside. We don't keep the people together in the same room because we need to keep the distances.
Well, that's fine. So but listen, I'm having major cognitive dissonance because I just read the figures for 2020, the deaths. Apparently it's no more. In black and white data, it's no more than a normal flu year. So now I'm wondering what
was
2020.
So what is your concern?
Well, my concern is...
What is your concern that I've got, coming in the emergency department?
That I'm having a major case of cognitive dissonance.
Okay.
It's a psychological... Do you know what cognitive dissonance is?
Are you concerned about your surroundings or your environment?
No, I'm really concerned that I'm having such major cognitive dissonance that I might have a breakdown.
Okay. Do you have any or mental health problem or have you ever had this before?
Only since 2020.
What did you have?
Well, what's triggered it is the fact the headlines are saying one thing and then the reality of what I'm seeing is completely different.
Okay.
It's throwing me because it's like putting me in a severe state of psychological distress. And the term for that is cognitive dissonance.
Okay.
So I don't know whether you know that term. It means when what you see and what you're being told are not the same thing and you don't know what to believe anymore. And it puts you in a state of psychological, major psychological distress. So yeah. I'm having major psychological distress.
But the thing is,
the symptoms of which are palpitations, shaky. I'm on antidepressants already.
Are you having palpitations now?
No, I'm just feeling kind of shaky because I mean it's making it worse because I'm in an empty A&E and I've never seen that in my entire life.
Because they are all inside.
Well,
because we are
inside.
Because we are in a lockdown, so the people are due to stay at home. So the people who attend here, they are being, we take them inside to avoid all the people gathered here in the waiting room.
But A&E usually has queues and it has a full...
But we are in a lockdown and we are in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, this isn't helping my cognitive dissonance because Sir Dick Khan has said that the hospitals are overflowing.
Okay.
So now my cognitive dissonance feels really worse.
What do you think
I should do? What treatment can I take?
I understand in the news, obviously they say the report of the death and the people infected. But there is no way that you can visually see that in the streets because they are not dying in the streets. They are dying at home, dying in the hospitals, so you won't be able to see that by yourself.
But, okay, that's true. So I waited for 2020 because we heard loads of this news and it sounded like loads of people were dying.
You don't work in a hospital, so you don't see the people dying with your own eyes.
No, but what I have looked at is the death figures for 2020 for the entire year. And it turns out it's no more than a bad flu year. So what's going on? They told us millions of people were going to die. Professor Ferguson, he said that millions of people were going to die and they haven't. So what's going on? My cognitive dissonance is really severe.
Okay.
It's really severe. So can you tell me that? Because you don't need to be inside a hospital to get those figures. Those figures are out there now in plain black and white, aren't they?
I will advise you, if you are scared of this virus, of getting it, you should stay at home.
Sorry, darling, you're getting the wrong impression. I'm scared of the cognitive dissonance. I'm suffering with cognitive dissonance.
Okay. Would you like to go back with the doctor?
I'm not suffering with a virus.
Okay.
I'm suffering with a cognitive dissonance because I'm not seeing anybody... the news that Sir Dick Khan has given us is just like different to what I'm seeing. I live around here.
Fine.
I'm not seeing anything.
And I'll take her inside. Okay?
I'll go and get some air first because I'm feeling really shaky. But thank you for your help.
Do you want
Thanks
to have a chat with the doctor about this mental health problem?
Cognitive dissonance. Yeah, I'm going to go and get some air first, all right? I need to walk this off because this is actually triggering me, seeing this empty waiting room is triggering me. because I've gone through the NHS a lot and I've never seen an empty hospital ever. And the cancer unit down the road is closed. Yeah. And I went through cancer treatment myself. And now I'm really, like, my heart's breaking because where are people getting their cancer treatment now?
Would you like to have a chat with
So they might be dying at home. So more people are dying. Oh, my God.
So what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to have to go and just try and get over this shakiness,
okay.
All right?
Do you need any help or advice?
Thanks. Thanks. Fucking hell, it's empty. My cognitive dissonance is fucking playing up big time. Jesus Christ. It's empty. There's nobody here. Fucking hell.